My name is Jonathan Oberman. I'm a rabbi, and I spent many years teaching Jewish meditation, Jewish mysticism, and I want to talk now about the morning prayer. It involves a number of ritual objects. One is the prayer shawl, the tallit, which one puts around one's shoulders, and it's like an envelope of light. It becomes a garment of the soul. But because the soul is so intangible, it also has some knots, some tassels, which one is meant to look at and sometimes actually count the tassels as a way of being anchored in this world. And so the first thing I do in the morning is I give thanks for being alive, for breathing, and I put on this shawl and I say a blessing and kiss it. With my students, I always recommended at least once a day to say a blessing over bread. Just before eating it, to say, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Blessed are you, Divine One, Source of all being, who causes the grain to grow and brings it forth from the earth. Once a day. It's not always easy to remember. But there's another one that maybe is the simplest one of all and also the most difficult. And that is the mezuzah. In most Jewish homes, you will find on each doorpost a little container that has within it the central prayer of Judaism, the Shema. Listen, you should love God with all your might and all your heart. And it's a practice whenever one goes through a doorway is to notice it and to remember. Now, it is so difficult to remember to remember. Sometimes people use these knots here as a way of remembering to remembering. But I find it the most wonderful practice of just remembering. There is no blessing. You see the mezuzah, some people kiss it, but that can turn into a kind of behavioralism if you're not cautious. Just being aware of the fact one goes through a door, one moves from space to space, from world to world. And that is the time, that moment of transition, to acknowledge the divine. And there is another blessing. The blessing that one says on seeing something for the first time in a particular year. We have a cherry blossom down the road. I saw it and I said this blessing. One says the same blessing when one does things for the first time in one's life. Maybe like putting on tefillin. And some people do it whenever they buy a new shirt. It is Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehechiyanu v'kiyemanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. Amen. Blessed you are you, Divine One, who has sustained us and brought us and kept us alive and present to this very sacred moment. Shechechiyanu. And sometimes, if you're in company for really good Shechechiyanu, people around will shout, Mazal Tov. Thank you.